Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Giving Tuesday once again here at News Radio WRVA. That moment where we open the airwaves to some of the great not-for-profits and charities that are based here in Central Virginia, doing great work with a lot of different groups. And, you know, I've had quite a diversity of charities on the air. And fulfilling that goal of having a diversity of charities, I've got Diversity Richmond with us today. And Bill Harrison, my old friend, some of you will remember Bill because he was with the Red Cross here in Richmond for many, how many years?
17 years.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
I was 12 when I started.
Yeah, right. And you, when I was at Channel 8, you were always on the air doing fundraisers for the Red Cross. And then you made a transition to Diversity Richmond. Tell me about that change. That's a pretty dramatic change.
Well, it was. I took early retirement from the American Red Cross. I'd been there about 17 years. And I was a bit burned out and needed to do something different. And so I was freelance writing for about a year. And then the board of Diversity Richmond approached me. It was the gay community center at that time because their director was leaving. And they asked me to fill in until they hired somebody. And that was 7 years ago.
What was appealing about making that change? You go from an organization that is not exceptionally controversial and isn't actively involved in political discussions that, you know, get people all riled up, and you go to Diversity Richmond, and you know you're stepping into a situation where a lot of people will kind of step back and go, well, wait a minute, I don't know if I want to hang out with you anymore.
Interesting point, because when I would say I was with the American Red Cross, the doors automatically opened. And people embraced us. Going to Diversity Richmond was different, but I've been an activist in our community since the 1970s and very dedicated to civil rights for the LGBT community. So I saw it as it's been a real gift to be there, especially at this stage in my life, to play a role in addressing justice issues and things that are very important to us.
I remember years ago going to one of the fundraisers, probably that your predecessor held, hearing the story about teenagers who announced that they were gay, very distraught, you know, especially 20 years ago, that was not something that you weren't going to be celebrated for that necessarily, who wound up on the streets and all kinds of bad things were happening. And one of the things that moved me was hearing about your effort to try to prevent the bad things from happening, to help young people through that moment if they encountered it in their lives.
Absolutely. And it's still happening, unfortunately.
You find that now?
2 months ago, John, it was a Saturday night and my cell phone rang and it was a young man on the other end of the line, and he was so distraught. I was having a difficult time understanding what he was saying. He was 20 years old. He was still living at home. He decided it was time to share with his parents who he really was, to come out to them. And after he told them, his father literally picked him up by the back of the collar and his belt and screamed to his wife, open the GD door, and they threw him out on the sidewalk and they slammed the door. This is very real. And it happens more often than you would imagine. And so he had a part-time job in a restaurant, and he rented this god-awful hotel room down on Jeff Davis Highway. But he'd been locked out because he couldn't pay the room rental. And so on my way down to the hotel that night, he texted me. He was at work. And he said, Mr. Harrison, I really appreciate what you're doing for me. I save this text. I read it every so often. And he said, is there any way that you can leave money for me to buy food? I've not eaten since yesterday morning. And so we work with him. I connected him with other organizations in town that work with youth. We found him permanent housing. He's back on his feet. But I don't have the ability to heal those wounds that were inflicted by his parents. Many of us, I being one, was very blessed. My parents never for one moment ever left my side. No one in my family did. But that's not the case. There's an organization here in town, Side by Side, which is nationally recognized, and they work with LGBT youth in their parents, their families. This is not an uncommon story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that moved me then. It moves me today, too. And I know a lot of folks in our audience, I've trade emails with them pretty regularly, who are concerned about this issue on both sides of the political spectrum. You know, love the center, hate the sin is one of the things that frequently comes into my email box. And, you know, I appreciate everybody listening. But I'm not going to back away from having a conversation about these issues. And it sounds like you all are bold enough to deal with one of the very practical issues that could really leave people in a terrible spot if you weren't there.
Well, the suicide rate of LGBT youth is just astronomical. And I have also have a radio show on another station, and we had several youth on one day, and I said to them, why is that? Because in my generation, we didn't have nearly the support that youth have now, and we weren't on television. We weren't lobbying for anything. We were closeted. And they said, because so many young people are coming out at a much earlier age than they did in my generation. They're coming out in middle school and high school. And it's a very brave thing to do, but you have to be prepared to face the consequences when you do something like that. And, you know, I like with this young man who called the other night, the way I look at this is when something happens to one of us, it happens to all of us. And those of us who are adults and have means, we have a responsibility to take care of these kids. And I cannot imagine, I don't have any children, but I cannot imagine that there's anything that my child could do or be that would cause me to treat them that way. And when a child finally musters up the courage to share with their mom and dad the truth of who they are. Nobody chooses their sexual orientation. We don't choose our orientations any more than we choose the colors of our skin. And to me, it's not rocket science. But for some people, unfortunately, it's a very difficult challenge for them when their child is gay or lesbian.
Well, wanted to have you on this week because I understand that you're having a fundraiser to try to support your mission to help young people and to help folks around Central Virginia. Tell me about that.
Well, Diversity Richmond is celebrating our 20th year in Richmond on Thursday night. We are dedicating three flags out in our parking lot, the American flag, the Virginia State flag, and the rainbow flag. I've wanted to do that ever since I came to work there because nothing is more beautiful to me than that American flag waving in the breeze, especially at night when it's illuminated. I love that. And we're finally doing it. And along those lines, I think that, you know, if people could simply sit down and have civil conversations about issues like this, I think we'd find that we have a lot more in common than we do in difference. A few years ago, Richmond City Council was declaring June as Pride Month, and I shared with City Council, what do we want? We want good schools. We want safe streets. We want our police officers and our firefighters well compensated and taken care of and trained, and we want to be treated like first-class citizens. I don't want to fear that I'm going to be fired from my job because I'm a gay man. That should, and that's still legal in Virginia. You can fire someone. You can deny them housing. If you have a piece of rental property and I want to rent it and you sense that I'm a gay man, you have complete legal rights not to rent to me because you suspect I'm gay. And that's wrong. So those are some of the things that we're trying to address.
Well, I'm sure you will continue to address them, and you're always welcome here. And I'm glad to see an old friend here in the studio.
Good to see you, John.
Bill Harrison.
Good to be with you. You've gotten a little bit taller, I think.
You think so?
I don't know what that is.
Maybe a little wider. I don't know.
Well, we both.
Bill Harrison, the Executive Director of Diversity Richmond, we appreciate you joining us here on Giving Tuesdays on WRVA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.